lines for last night for this team?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. You know, I think if you want to be successful, you know, you want to have that every line can score, and I think we kind of have a little kind of that depth, and I think it's very important if you want to be successful. And last night worked out, and we have to make sure we stick with it.
It's just one game, Michael, obviously, but winning the first game must be a nice feeling for the team.
Oh yeah, like you said, that was a nice win, and it's the first one. But we knew wasn't great, and we still know we have to work some things, and we're gonna go over video and learn from the mistakes, and try to be better every game.
How does it help to kind of contribute right away in your first game, just to kind of gain the trust of the guys in the room?
Yeah, I mean, it's been good. You know, I think I played a few exhibition games, and the first game, and the guys were great, and I know the system is a little bit different than in Chicago, so I got still a little bit used to it. You know, few things maybe I did wrong in the game, but hopefully I'm gonna teach you that, and get better.
Michael, most people I think saw the incident in Montreal last night where Parros was injured. Can you just give us your thoughts on what happened there, and your thoughts on the place of fighting in the game?
Well, I didn't really see the highlights yet, and I just heard about it and know what happened, but didn't see it. So it's hard to make some comments on that. But I think it was a fight, and those things kind of happen, and it's sad. You can see that, but the fights are tough, and it happens.
There seems to be a lot of people, certainly in the media, that are saying fighting should be banned from hockey now after seeing incidents like that. Do you think the general feeling among the players is, though, that it's part of the game and should be staying?
It's hard to say, but since I'm in the league, I know the fights get lower and lower every year, and it's not that much fights like it used to be, and I think it still kind of belongs here. I think it's yeah. I mean, like in Europe, we never did that here, but for NHL, I think it's still kind of a little bit part of it. And I think you need kind of those guys. If something happened on the ice, that there is somebody who can who can step up and make sure your teammates are safe.